Hi, I'm in Gloucestershire.
What do you want to say, Jeff?
Trouser.
Yeah, go on.
A few weeks before the major international,
yeah,
and he's off in Holland playing a poxy six-a-side tournament.
Yeah, but you can't have one without the other. That's how he is. I mean, the thing is, I would, in football terms, forgive him anything.
Because you don't know tonight.
Yeah, I mean,
he should have played tonight. He was the man we are missing. He's the playmaker, isn't he?
He can see
something happening. You know, 10 minutes before anything else.
Absolutely. If anyone who thunders against it and says that's wrong, divorce it from the personality, if you can, for a minute. Imagine a game, he's an opposition player who plays like that, or just a new kid who plays like that. That chaos instinct, as I say, that idea of getting the ball, and you think, I'm sure before he goes out for a game, Paul says to a manager, I'll do that. But when he gets out, he doesn't do that. Tell, when we've just got rid of a manager, if a manager has not just the respect of players, but knows how to thunder and shout in the dressing room and motivate them and say, I want this. I don't think Glenn Hoddle can do that. I could always imagine Terry Venables doing his nut. I could always imagine him being in the dressing room and, you know, talking street language to him and saying, you son, you're not playing it. I can't imagine Glenn Hoddle doing that. I think he's a very fair man, a very nice man, but all of a sudden it's starting to look like his team is looking as fair and timid as...